Broadcasting out of the Sunshine City, aka St. Petersburg, Florida, welcome to another episode of DevSec Lead. I'm your host, Wilson Bautista Jr. For the past few months, we've been posting interviews with some of our current and future leaders of our industry, and hopefully you've enjoyed them. This is going to be the last episode of 2019, and I just want to ask you something. What are we doing right? What are we doing wrong? And what are some of the topics that we should be talking about? Like I said in episode zero, this podcast is dedicated to all of us that are trying to improve our soft skills and our leadership skills and all of the other things to help our industry to be great. Another thing that would probably help all of us is to kind of spread the word, right? We have an Instagram, Twitter, Facebook group, and I'm always posting stuff on LinkedIn. What we can do to at least outreach to our community is put that hashtag DevSecLead on any of the posts or any of your photos that, you know, have relevance to cybersecurity and the development of leadership skills. Stuff that's going to help us, you know, improve all together. So I invite you to do that. Another thing is we kind of need a name. Are we a cohort? Are we a squad? Are we a crew? You know, give me your suggestions for topics as well as what we should be called at devseclead@gmail.com. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get started with episode 11, the final one for 2019. What does team mean in the context of cybersecurity? If you're in a small business, like with two or three people on your security team, you might understand this a little bit better because you get to talk to each other on a daily basis and, you know, coordinate and collaborate a lot faster than those of our colleagues that are in bigger corporations and have to deal with global global partners. I think one of the things that brings teams together, especially when they're remote and global, is communication. So that episode with Micha spoke about the importance of learning how to communicate with others, especially when they have a different culture than you. I think that for those of us in the States, if you have ever held a leadership position long enough, you'll know that there's a difference in communication with someone who is raised in the city or the country, or even if they're from the East Coast or the West Coast. And God help them if you're from Texas, because Texas is the only thing that Texans talk about. Prove me wrong. So as you're on your journey into leadership and recognize that we have a variety of communication techniques among the people from different geographical regions within the United States, the same concept is applicable globally. It's not that you have to learn everyone's culture right now, but if you did have to interact with our global colleagues, it'd probably be a good idea to focus on how you can improve your communication with them. So one of the examples that I'd like to give is with one of my colleagues, Jacek. You know, he's a brilliant cybersecurity expert, and we work together on the Global Security Configuration Management team. English was his second language, and there were times where it would be very, very difficult to communicate with each other, especially at the beginning of our projects. So we had to work together to get things done. And the best way we could do this is by improving our communication with each other. It was work, definitely work on both of our parts. And I listened to what he said, and if I didn't comprehend, I would ask him to say it in another way until we understood each other. You know, there's a difference between verbal communications and email communications. So, you know, coming from the military, I have a very short, very concise way of speaking, which didn't really resonate very well with him. And I had to learn how to change the way that I communicated. And especially as I was transitioning out of the military, I still had that military mindset, actually communicate like, I guess, a normal person. But it's just different. I was from a different culture, American and from the military, and I had to get over it and work together. So it was slow, but it eventually improved with Jacek, and our discussions weren't always about work. This is how we kind of got over it. We started talking about our family, you know, our future, what we wanted to do, about our careers, and we talked about failures. Yeah, but on his side, you know, Jacek took it a step further, and it was really amazing. He was really dedicated in learning how to speak native English, as they would say. So he started attending and speaking at Toastmasters events in Krakow. Incredible. Sadly, I never got to learn much Polish other than vodka, nastrovia, and dziękuję, which is vodka, cheers, and thank you. So what does this teach us about communicating with others? Sometimes it's just a matter of two people that want to improve something and taking action and just doing it. Let's take this even a step further. Is figuring out how to communicate with your teammates at a time of crisis, right? A ransomware or denial of service attack. That's why it's important that we have these incident response tabletop exercises so that we can work out the kinks of our processes. Because I can guarantee you that if you're in a large corporation that works with a federated operating model, you may have one incident response process that is accepted by one organization and not completely followed in the collaborating team. You know, Africa or APAC or European countries that are part of these large global organizations, they may have their own IT teams and their own IT security teams, but you know, at the highest level, how are they communicating with each other, and are they having some uniform incident response process that they could communicate to the other countries, the other regions, and the overall organization, what the status is if there was something going on that impacts all of these organizations. So in order to be a well-oiled machine, we have to be able to communicate. In order for us to communicate, we have to build the channels and the capability internally to our organization, as well as externally to our MSPs and our vendors. We need to be able to pass information to each other. However, we have a lot of information that can be communicated. I think it's really important for us to have what we call in the military's priority information requirements. And these are the things that our stakeholders, our decision makers want to know about, like the thresholds that certain criteria have to meet in order for things to be reported to them. And then you take that down to the manager level, and then you take that down to the team level as well as the individual level to report up. So you're not blasting them with a bunch of reports of much of needless information. So that's something that, you know, as important as communication is, we need to be able to give information in the format as well as the information that is expected from each tier. Okay, let's transition to something else. So Cassie talked about getting more women in cybersecurity. So how are you, yes you, going to do that? Is it important for the organization? Or if it's not, how do we get that to be important to the organization? Because for me personally, I think it's important to get women and minorities in our field because it brings different perspectives. What can we do to encourage folks also to get into cybersecurity, but also into the vast array of STEM careers? That's communication, baby. If it's important to you, don't be afraid to put it out there, because your message is going to resonate with people. Volunteer your time and your talents for the betterment of our industry, for the betterment of our field. So, if you have some ideas, or you're doing something already, shoot me an email at devseclead@gmail.com, and I'm going to post them up on the DevSecLead blog so others can be involved too, or get some ideas. This whole show is about challenging ourselves to be better, and who knows, we might be able to make a friend or two. All right, so that's all I got for now. If you like the show, tell somebody about it. If you don't, that's cool too. Just let me know what you don't like. It can only get better from here. Have a happy new year, and I'll see you in 2020.